Blog Talk Radio.
Tell them all this and that. Tell them all this and that. Tell them all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It is a great day to be alive. I hope you are truly excited for waking up this morning. Hope you had a glorious yesterday. It was hot in the state of Maryland. Boy, it was almost 80. Well, it was 80. And today it's already nice already. I've been out there every Wednesday morning, 5 a.m. The men from Restoring Life, we get together for prayer. So as you were sleeping, getting ready to hear my voice, I was out already in the getting on my knees and seeking his face. And that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen, seeking his face and letting him see us for who we are. And I'm excited for you because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. There's nothing we can do without him. He is the one that makes the way. He is the one that provides. He is the one that opens and closes. So if you're understanding to what I'm saying, then you know what he has done for you. And we can just count it all joy because it is a joy to know what he has done for us. So I'm excited. So with that being said, we're going to go right into the declaration. I'm going to declare something over your life as I always do. I'm going to say it in a way that you can repeat it to yourself to the way it sounds like you're saying it to yourself. And if you receive it after this, after I finish, then I want you to state that I receive it. And here it goes. I am a beautiful person. I am honest, decent, truthful, and hardworking. I treat other people with courtesy, respect, and warmth. I am dedicated to my family, my friends, and my church. I am strong, confident, and responsible. I am knowledgeable, intelligent, and experienced. I'm important not only to the people close to me, but also to my community. I am born for a special reason, and I have a great destiny to fulfill. I am an excellent person in every way. If you receive these statements, then say, I receive them. That's me, true indeed. You're speaking to me, and I feel good about it, and I'm happy about it. So if that's you, say, it's true indeed. So there you have it, your declaration. And that's something that you should be saying over your life each and every moment, each and every opportunity that you get a chance to speak something positive in your life. Do not wait for someone else to do that for you. You can start it out with you doing it for yourself. So that's what I would encourage each and every one of you to do, to start encouraging yourself in the words that can really minister to your life or really can help you and build up your confidence but make you feel better. All right. We're going to get into today's topic, which is when real leaders speak. When real leaders speak. In the past, in the scripture is 1 Kings 18:30. 1 Kings 18:30. And it reads as such. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. 1 Kings 18:30. That was 1 Kings 18:30. Now, we're going to read the story that relates to the title. When Elijah spoke, people jumped. But most amazing of all, by the end of the day, after all the Theatric, Elijah turned his face toward heaven and cried, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again." 1 Kings 18:37. How did the prophet gain the ear of everyone who heard him? We can discern for a number of reasons. His courage. He was willing to stand alone for God. His conviction. He has a passion for what he believed. His character. He was honest and forthright with everyone. Connection. He magnetically drew the people to himself and to God. His credibility. He eventually gained the people's ear, but he got the results he wanted. You have just heard it here in John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is so, so true and amazing that when you speak, you have to listen, you have to pay attention to how many people are attracted to you when you speak, meaning your relationships that you have. Do people listen to you, or do they do the opposite of what you say? You know? So God gives us the skill and the talent in which way to operate in life. And if you are already in a profession, you have to really, you know, look at this as what's happening for you when you speak. Are people being moved to you? Are people being led to you? Are people giving you referrals? Are people really helping you to grow your business based off of how you speak or what you say? Do they value you as a person? So they know that you're worth them investing whatever it is that they need to invest in you? And it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be just of time. Like I said, referrals. A referral goes a long way. But if a person doesn't look at you as a valued person, they might not refer you to anybody. So that's why it's so important that you have certain qualities or certain characteristics and a personality that warrants people to really do something, to really be moved, to really be at a certain level to help you get to a certain level. And that's the attraction. So you attract everything that is like you. So if you feel that you're attracting people that are not that are in a different level than you, that's because that's what you're attracting. Or you're retracting. If someone's on a different level, you're retracting that. But if someone's on a higher level and they're looking to bless you, then that's something you can attract. That means if you're attracting wealth, that means you're going to probably have some wealthy people in your inner circle, and they may not be on the same level as you, which is a good thing if you're attracting wealth. Sometimes you attract the opposite. You attract people that are broke. So if you're doing that means there's something that has to be changed. The one thing that I know that I learned today, the one thing that changes everything is prayer. Prayer changes everything in your life. Prayer. If we look at Job is awesome, awesome book. The awesome book of Job. Now, what I like about Job, it gives us an illustration of what happens when you do a certain thing. When you pray for other people, not only blesses them, but it also blesses you. Job's friends from in that whole book from the beginning, because of what happened to him, he lost everything. His friends started to really, you know, get on him, saying that God didn't do this, God didn't do that. Basically, just saying a lot of things against God. And Job never lost faith, never lost hope, never lost insight of who he knew was in control. Now, what God told the men that were against him, what they told him to do was to go after Job and have him pray for him. So it says in Job 42, 42:8, it says, so I want you to go over to Job and offer 7 bulls and 7 goats on an altar as a sacrifice to please me. After this, Job will pray, and I will agree not to punish you for your foolishness. So that is something that you have to understand. When you pray for others, something's going to happen to you. Now, what happened to Job? All right, let's look at Something happened to Job because of what he did. Okay, and 42:10, I look right past it. So 42:10, something happened to Job after he prayed. God did something for him. So after Job had prayed for his 3 friends, the Lord made Job twice as rich as he had been before. When you pray for other people, listen to closely to what I'm saying. You have to start to change something about your life. If you're broke, busted, and disgusted, and you don't like your situation, that means you're not praying enough. Period. And you're not praying for other people. Start praying for other people, your family, your friends, your close acquaintances. Start praying for other people. After Job had prayed for his 3 friends, the Lord made him twice as rich as he did before. So you may not have been rich before, but the Lord will give you twice as much as you had before. So I always say he's going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to give you double portion. He's going to give you double, twice as much. But something has to take place. You have to pray for other people. Pray for other people. I cannot emphasize that enough, but Job is a good example. I mean, the whole book of Job explains how he had sickness. They killed his, they just killed everything that he had. Took it all. Left with nothing. And I know some of us may have been on the edge to where we lost everything except for our mind. Well, understand something. All of that can be restored back to you. Once you get this one thing in order, in place, you get this one thing in place and things will start to happen for you. Life will start to be different for you. God will start to do things and you will start to attract certain people in your life. Friends will come back that left. What happened to Job? All right, 42:13. In addition to his 7 sons, Job had 3 daughters. No, that wasn't it. All right, yeah, verse 11. After Job had prayed for his 3 friends, the Lord made him twice as rich as he had been before. Verse 11. Then Job gave a feast for his brothers and his sisters and his old friends. They expressed his sorrow for the suffering that the Lord had brought on him, and they each gave Job some silver and a gold ring. So what that means is that people will start to bring you valuable things. Because what's going to happen is once you start to do certain things, it's going to attract wealth to you. So wealthy people, wealthy friends that are old friends will now come into your life. And they will bring you reward, meaning they'll bring you money, prosperity. Silver and gold at that time was for rich people. Rich people possessed that. You know, wealthy people possessed that. So that's what it's saying, that you will start to attract money into your being. You'll start to attract wealth from other people will just pour into you. That's what it's all about. But I want simple thing, obeying and having a strong prayer life. And we can realize and use it as a gauge. Anybody that's going through a financial hardship might be not that, that those might be the people that are not praying. They may have ceased, but the God says cease. They may have stopped, but cease without. I mean, it says continue. Don't cease. Don't ever stop praying. But some people cease. Some people stop, and that's where when you stop, your money flow stop, your relationships, all the things that you desire stops because of your prayer life. When you pray and it's an extension of Him, that's what He wants you to do. When He looks at you, He wants to see an image of Him in you. But if you don't do the right thing, you're not going to keep getting the right results. So if I were you, I would really be fully engaged to having a stronger prayer life and start praying for other people. Have a pad. Write down the people that you need to pray for that particular day. And that's something that a friend used to always say, how can I pray for you today? And that could be a simple question that you can start asking people. How can I pray for you today? And in your prayer closet, when you get into your prayer setting, you start praying for the people that said that they need prayer from you today or that day. But start asking people, hey, how can I pray for you today? How can I start praying for you today? And start praying. Morning time. Get up early. Pray in the morning. Pray in the midday. Pray in the evening. Pray before you go to bed. I mean, start praying. I mean, have a serious prayer life. When you start to do that, you will reap major rewards. So I hope you really receive what I'm saying to you. It will make you a better person. And also people will start to follow you because they can tell how real you are, how sincere you are, and how loyal you are to the Most High. So when you can have a serious, straight-up life and straight-up walk and straight-up talk with people, then you will start to reap different rewards. So I hope you are excited just as I am. I'm truly excited. And this is worth me sharing with you because it's so important that you understand who you are and whose you are and what it is needed to get you to the destination that you need to get to. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And prayer changes things. So I encourage you to start praying and doing the right thing and calling those things as not, calling those things that are not as though they are. So you have to start implementing these things. Everything that I'm telling you is something that can be very beneficial to you. So start calling those things that are not as though they are. And watch how your life transitions to the better. So with that being said, we have come to another conclusion of the KT Tyler Talk Show, Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspired. It is a great day to be alive. I hope you are truly satisfied with what has happened on today. And all I can say is be encouraged to know that trouble don't last always, but strong people do. So if I were you, I would just have a strong prayer life and start to do some things that's going to help not just you, but help other people. That's what it's all about. What you're saying, is it really influencing, and if it's really engaging someone else to help them out to get to that next level? That's what you need to do. That's what you need to know, that it's all about you helping someone else. That's the way it was designed, and that's the way it's always going to be. So with that being said, I hope you enjoy yourself. And as we always do, we close out with prayer. So I'm going to pray. Let's get to a place in our minds and our hearts that can be open and clear. Let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you right now, Lord, because there's none like you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, Father God. You're an awesome God and worthy to be served. We thank you right now for all the things you're doing in our lives. We give you all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now. We ask for peace on earth, Lord. We ask that we have a stronger walk with you. We ask that you'll help us with a stronger prayer life, Lord, that we can constantly be in a place that we can talk to you, consult with you, and ask you what we should do and be led by your Holy Spirit. So we thank you right now that you have made a way for us out of no way, Lord. You have helped us tremendously in all that we do. We say thank you. If we had a million times, we couldn't thank you enough for what you have already done. We ask that you help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. And you said you should direct our path. So we thank you right now with direction, insight for our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. You are truly, truly an awesome God. You're an all-time God. You just do great things for your people. So I thank you right now for this making a way out of no way. For anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, I just declare this soul that you are living an abundant life. Prosperity is coming to you right now as you speak. And you're able to do bigger and better things with your life according to your will, according to the will of God, and according to the way that he allows you to operate and function in life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask right now for a special healing amongst our bodies, Lord. Anybody that's experiencing any type of hardship, any type of iniquity that's really affecting their lives, we ask right now that you will encourage them, that you'll make fit, you'll make do to help them in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you. We glorify your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will bless us, that you will bless us indeed, that you will enlarge our territory, that your hand will be upon us, that you keep us from evil, anything that may be harmful to us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, for you're truly amazing. You're truly an awesome God. We thank you right now. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Awesome, awesome God. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you. You're doing great things in our lives, and we just ask that we continue to have a stronger prayer life, Lord. We ask that you continue to strengthen us in prayer, strengthen us in all we do, because you said in your word that we can do all things by Christ Jesus who strengthens us, Lord. So we just thank you right now, Lord. We just know by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. We ask that you will make a way out of no way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you will touch your people around this world, Lord. We ask that you'll touch them and make it a better way for them to be prosperous. And the one thing that you give us is have a prayer life. So we thank you right now for the opportunity for us to speak and pray to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you for our leaders. Excuse me. We thank you for our leaders that are in our lives. We ask that you give them sound directions, and we ask that you give them insight on what you want them to do for us as far as edifying by what we hear, the language in which they speak. We ask that it could be edifying to our hearing, that they will be able to look out for our well-being by what they say. So we thank you right now for an opportunity for us just to do different things in life. We thank you, we thank you, and we thank you. If we had a million tongues, there still won't be enough tongues to thank you for what you have already done. So we thank you. We thank you once again. And we thank you another time. So with that being said, we love you. And we encourage each and every one of you to start to live in that. Pray more for your family and your friends. So that's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, we have done it again. We have come to another episode. And I'm truly excited for each and every one of you that's listening to Mighty Voice. Because this is the KT Tower Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tower. Mr. Inspire, coming live at you every morning, 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. So I hope you are truly, truly, truly blessed with what you just experienced. And this is an awesome experience for you to understand that this type of experience is unique. Because at any given time that you're going through something, you can always tap into what's already been recorded. Or what you find to be your favorite show, you can always tap into it and listen to it and let it help you, let it minister to you to really do great things for you. So with that being said, I want each and every one of you to just enjoy the rest of your day. It's going to be a nice, nice day. So take full advantage of the day that the Lord has made and just take advantage of it. Do you. As the saying goes, do you. Do exactly what you want to do. Do exactly what you want to do and do it from your heart. You know, do it from your heart and know that it can be done. it can be done. So take care, God bless, and just know that God is everything. And I hope you he's your everything.
A little baby, please. Thank you. Keep it my Lord.